Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 19th. Today's devotion is entitled, The Unstoppable Word. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 24. Luke wrote the book of Acts to show how the risen Christ continued his work through the Holy Spirit in the church. Acts 12, 24 served as one of Luke's important summary statements. It marked the conclusion of the persecution-centered events in Jerusalem and prepared readers for the missionary expansion that would begin in Antioch with Barnabas and Paul. The verse came immediately after the death of Herod Agrippa I, a ruler who proudly exalted himself and opposed God's people. In contrast to Herod's downfall, Luke reported that the word of God increased and multiplied. The Greek word oxano, increased, described the word taking deeper root in believers' lives and extending into new regions. The word plethuno, multiplied, emphasized numerical growth as new people came to faith in Christ. The gospel was growing inwardly through spiritual maturity and outwardly through evangelistic expansion. Though earthly rulers rose and fell, God's word continued advancing according to His sovereign plan. We are reminded that God's work never depends on human power, political favor, or favorable circumstances. Opposition may arise, leaders may fall, and cultures may resist the truth. Yet the gospel continues to accomplish God's purposes. We can invest ourselves in the ministry of God's word, trusting Him to deepen our faith and multiply His kingdom through our witness. Rather than becoming discouraged by obstacles, we can rest in the certainty that Christ is building His church. As we faithfully proclaim the gospel and live obediently before Him, we participate in the advance of God's unstoppable word. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank You that Your word cannot be restrained by human opposition or worldly powers. Help us trust in the power of the gospel rather than our own strength. Deepen Your word in our hearts and use our lives to spread the message of Christ to others. Give us courage to remain faithful and confidence that You are advancing Your kingdom according to Your perfect plan. In Jesus' name, amen.